to keep myself always away from it. This seat is meant for Baba. This gaddi is meant for Baba. No one else can sit on it. No Maya. Love for Baba will equip you with that power with which you can say no to Maya. Oh, this is a seat for Baba. How can you come? Secondly, loving the self means to be royal. Royal. Is Maya royal? Is Maya royal? How can I keep its company? It comes in a royal form. Artificial dress. Mask. Remove that mask and you know the real nature of Maya. So royalty. Royal children don't play with dirty things. I can't be playing with Maya. It's not my company. My company is with Baba. So love for Baba will enable you to put Maya aside. You have Baba and Maya. What do you choose? Baba. Put it aside. Maya will try to distract. But it is our love for Baba that enables us to put it aside. Thirdly, when we love Baba and Baba loves us, what does Baba do? Baba ignores our weaknesses. He does not look at our weaknesses. And He accepts us as we are. Right or wrong? Right? He accepts all children. All. He knows pretty well what we are. It's not hidden from Him. Still, how much does He love us? Say, children, put a stop. Put a stop. Start new life. When Baba loves us so much, love means to give. Love means sacrifice. Can't I sacrifice those things? We remember when we came to the center, at that time we were very young, 21, 22 years old, very young. And people used to say to us, oh, in such a young age, you have decided, you have surrendered yourself, you have great sacrifice. And what we used to say in return? It's not a sacrifice, it's a gift that I have got. Isn't it? Sacrifice means sacrificing. You never sacrifice dirty things, isn't it? It's no sacrifice. If you remove filth, dirt from your life, it is not sacrifice. You will not say, oh, so much of garbage I have removed from my house and it is sacrifice. I have sacrificed so much. No. Isn't it? Similarly, when I have removed something, some weaknesses, some dirty things from my life, it is not sacrifice. But sacrifice, when Baba says, he means our likes. We like certain things. We dislike certain things. So Baba says, children, can't you sacrifice for the sake of me? Love means sacrifice. Can't you sacrifice? Yes or no? Can't we sacrifice? Can't we give up? Yes? No? Brothers are not saying anything. What do the sisters say? Can't we sacrifice? Yes, everyone is nodding here. Brothers, Pandavas? Yes, yes, yes. You are not to... Pandavas are no less. So love means, how do we conquer Maya through Baba's love? When I love Baba, then all those things which are not liked by him, I tend to give up all those things. Does Baba like laziness? Does Baba like inattentiveness? Does Baba like lethargy? Does Baba like lot of materialism? What Baba likes, I have just to accept it. Heart accepts it. Intellect also accepts it. Then why not do it? Just if I keep in my mind, oh, this is what is liked by Baba. Baba loves it. So we will do it. Okay? When we do this, then Maya will stand nowhere. Nowhere. Because I am doing all those things which are liked and loved by Baba. Okay? I have to find a place in the heart of Baba. We are all in the race. Musical chair is going on. We are all in the race. But I have to find a place in the heart throne of Baba. I love the story of Abu bin Adam. And I revised that story several times in the classes. And there was a boy. He used to love God a lot. And one day what he saw from his home, on the bridge, an old man was sitting with a golden slate, writing something. This boy goes up to that old man and says to him, "What are you writing?" And the old man says, "I'm writing the names of those children who love God." And this child used to love God a lot. So, out of curiosity, he asked him, "Is my name there?" And the old man said, "No, your name is not there." The child feels sad, comes back. Next morning, he thought, "Oh, there are those who love God more than me." Second day, again he finds the same old man writing something, again goes running and says, "What are you writing today?" "I'm writing the names of those who love God." "Is my name there on the list today?" "No, your name is not there." Child feels very sad, comes back. And now it's the third day. Again the same scene. Now he doesn't go running, goes slowly and slowly. And then again asks, just stands there, does not ask anything. The old man looks at him and smilingly says to him, "You want to know what I am writing today?" He just nods, and the old man says, "I'm writing the names of those whom God loves. And in this list, your name is number one." So who was that child? Brahma Baba? Yes, say me. Who was that child? Me. Why not me? I'm that child. Okay? When we are in this way, just merged in the love of Baba, then it becomes such a cozy lap, where such a secure lap where Maya will never dare to enter. Maya will never dare to attack us, because Maya sees, oh, this child is in the lap of Baba, and Maya will tremble, shiver. Okay? So only thing that we need to do is love Baba more and more and more, deeper and deeper and deeper, and no one can shake us, no one can take us away from Baba. Okay? We are in the secure lap of Baba. Child is always secure when the child is in the lap of the father. So we are in the lap of Baba. Okay? What is that lap? Lap of remembrance. When such a powerful lap is there, then how can Maya come? No. Victorious. Okay? Om Shanti.